Welcome to Finances And, Saving on Your Car Insurance with Kathy Pfefferhahn. Finances And, in conjunction with my company, Capital Coaching, helps people achieve their financial goals through a personal, tailored, and attentive financial coaching services. Together, we'll create successful financial planning by examining your spending and saving habits, and then guiding and educating you to your own personal success. You can also purchase my workbook, Finances And Your Spending Planner, if you're more of a do-it-yourselfer. You'll find that link in the show notes below. Car insurance is a crucial financial safeguard for individuals who own or operate motor vehicles. Its primary purpose is to provide protection in the event of an unexpected accident or incidents on the road. Without car insurance, individuals would be personally responsible for covering the costs of any damage, injury, or liability resulting from accidents that they might be involved in. Car accidents can lead to significant financial burdens, including medical expenses, vehicle repairs, legal fees, and compensation to other parties involved. Car insurance offers a safety net, though, ensuring that these financial responsibilities are not shouldered entirely by the driver, reducing the potential for financial ruin. But beyond the financial protection, car insurance is often legally required in most states. Laws mandate minimum levels of coverage to ensure that drivers can meet their financial obligations if they cause an accident. Without insurance, most individuals risk facing legal consequences, such as fines, license suspension, or even imprisonment in some cases. Car insurance, therefore, is a vital component of responsible vehicle ownership, as it not only offers financial security, but also helps maintain the safety and integrity of the roadways for all. So how can you save money on your insurance bill? Consumer Reports recommends these 9 ideas. The first is increase your deductible. A deductible is what you pay before insurance kicks in. So if you have a $1,000 accident bill and your deductible is $200, you're going to pay the first $200 and insurance will pay the remaining $800. But if you choose to pay for a larger deductible, you can lower your insurance rate. By increasing your out-of-pocket premium if you do have an accident, say to $800 or $1,000, you can reduce your annual premiums about 20 to 25%. Since the average driver does not file a claim more than about every 10 years, you'll probably not need to pay these higher deductibles. As a car ages, you should consider dropping collision and comprehensive insurance. Collision will cover you if you're involved in an accident, while comprehensive covers you from acts of nature like storms, damage, vandalism, fire, and theft. As the value of your car goes down, it may not justify having these coverages. A rule of thumb is that when the premium that you're paying is 10% of the car's value, you might want to drop collision and maybe even comprehensive. But keep in mind that you might want to keep that glass coverage for windshield repairs. Taking a defensive driving course can help you lower your premiums as well. These courses can vary in length and time, but you might be able to save 10% annually. Many of us don't drive as much as we used to before COVID, and working from home has made it easier for many people to drive less than 10,000 miles a year. And since you're not on the road as much, you can actually save on your insurance bill. You might need to report your odometer reading on a regular basis, but it could be worth over $100 in savings a year. Not surprisingly, buying both your home and auto insurance from the same vendor might be able to save you around $300 a year as well. They'll do this to entice you to spend your money with them. It's not always the case, but it is worth investigating while inquiring about your car insurance savings. If you were to run into a pole or a tree branch or scrape your car on something, it's probably best if you don't report it to your insurance company and just pay out of pocket to repair it yourself. Claims to your insurance company will most likely cause your rates to increase. You're going to need to weigh the cost of repairs compared to the multi-year increase rates. This does not apply to accidents with other cars resulting in property damage, because most states are going to require you to file an accident report if there are injuries or death with the police. But depending on your driving record, you could save up to $300 a year on your premiums. There are people who sell insurance from many different companies, and this is called an independent insurance agent. They can help you compare insurance coverage and premiums from many insurance companies at the same time. They might also offer you insurance from companies that you weren't aware to even call. So this might help you streamline your search for the best rates as well. Another option is getting what's called a dividend policy. This unique way to be insured means that the money that you're paying towards your policy is actually an investment that you'll be able to get money back on. So instead of a traditional insurance policy, you buy a dividend policy, which might cost a little bit more, but you'll be able to get money back on that investment anywhere from, say, 5 to 20% based on what the market's doing. I mean, if you're going to be giving your money away to the insurance company anyways, because you hope to never need to get your money back after an accident, doesn't it make sense that they would be paying you a dividend back on it? These policies could have a higher premium, as I said, but it is worth a look. Another option would be to have your insurance company track your driving habits. By either using an app or a plug-in device, you're sending information to your insurance carrier. And once they know that you're a safe driver, they'll start to lower your premiums. Of course, the downside is that you're giving up some of your privacy, and your rates may increase based on that data that you're sharing as well. Insurance seems like a waste of money to some people, but even if you're a great driver, you never know what other drivers are going to do. So ask yourself, can I really afford to pay for a new car or for someone else's vehicle in an accident? Now consider, can you pay all of the medical bills that might happen? Most of us can't. This is Kathy Pfefferhahn. Thanks for listening to Finances and Car Insurance Savings. I know you chose to listen and I'm grateful. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow or subscribe for free in your podcast provider and share your favorite episode with a friend. I'd love you to leave a review because it brings financial education to others and helps people find me more easily. Also, continue to let me know what questions you'd like answered or the topics that you want covered by going to the website at financesand.net and leaving a message. You can also contact Capital Coaching for your personal financial needs at capitalcoaching.net. Remember, I went to school, so you don't have to. Finances And does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing in this podcast is to be construed as such. Always consult a tax, accounting, or legal professional for advice on your specific situation.